I'm Angelie Norton, and I'm here with my dad, Andrew Norton. First question I have is, what is one word that you would use to describe 9/11?
Tragic.
Why would you use that word?
It was just an unnecessary loss of life.
Next question is, where were you on 9/11?
I was in high school senior study hall.
How did you find out about 9/11?
Another student who was in study hall told me.
What were you feeling at this time?
I didn't really understand. I was a little too young to really understand the gravity of the situation. But as the day went on and we watched the news unfold, then I sort of understood, and I just felt really sad, really, really sad for, and I sympathized for those people.
What was the hardest part of 9/11 in your opinion?
I guess seeing all the images, you know, on television, on the news of the victims. You know, there were images of people who chose to jump out of the skyscraper as opposed to burn. And that was pretty tough.
Did 9/11 change the way you thought about immigrants?
No.
Why or why not?
I mean, statistically speaking, you're more likely to be murdered by a domestic U.S. citizen than you are an illegal immigrant. So, I mean, I don't have any concern really at all whatsoever about illegal or legal immigrants.
How did 9/11 affect your everyday life?
Not back when I was in high school. I mean, it obviously has had ramifications later on as an adult in terms of like air travel and the political climate, but back when I was in high school, no.
Did you think 9/11 affected America in a positive or negative way?
I think both. I mean, positive in that it opened up the eyes to a lot of people as to the anger, you know, justified or not, that other countries had towards America. I mean, you're dealing with a lot of radicalized extremists, so it's tough to sort of get into the mindset and psyche of someone like that. But again, I don't think that people quite understood or took seriously enough how the rest of the world viewed America prior to 9/11, but I think that really opened up a lot of eyes. You know, and I mean, it has been restrictive. I mean, we've lost some freedom that we used to have before. Like I said, it was the long-term implications, air travel, the politics behind everything.
Okay, thank you.
That's it?
Yeah.